Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Cardin, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. To another episode of Why Won't You Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though if you asked me to pull back your foreskin and clean out your schmegma, I would, and I wouldn't even spit it out. Just kidding, I would, that'd be gross. My guests today, they have a podcast called Girls on Porn. It's on the HeadGum Network. I have Rachel and Laura.
Hi, hi.
Rachel and Laura, how are you guys?
I'm so good.
I'm better now.
This is the first time I've been in LA.
Oh.
Crazy. I just lost my Los Angeles virginity, and it was pretty smooth.
Yeah. Okay.
Smoother than my real virginity, I gotta say.
Oh. Probably.
I love LA. I'm fully converted.
Where do you live, in New York City or Iowa?
Both.
One of either.
No, I live in New York City.
Okay.
And this is my first time coming, and it was great. And the whole time, I felt like everything that happened, I had to say, it's LA, baby.
I say that a lot. Yeah. But usually it's in my car, and I'm screaming and contemplating driving off into incoming traffic.
Oh,
but so that a good would day. Hurt more than one person.
Yeah, it's not
and
worth
then
it.
Sometimes I think about veering off like a cliff.
Oh,
but
sure.
But then I'm like, what if I tumble into someone's home and their child's outside playing, and the last image they see is a big black woman screaming, "It's LA, baby! It's LA, baby!"
You
and the
really
kid's
thought
like,
this
oh,
through.
No. Well, here's the thing: if I'm going to kill myself, I can't ruin someone's day.
Exactly. True. You're considerate.
Like, yeah. You do ruin someone's day because someone has to find you.
Yeah.
Unless there was someone who didn't mind suicide who started a business called "I'll Scoop You Up."
Fucking market that. Write that down.
This got dark.
Okay.
Quick.
Ooh, we're here. I love being dark.
Yeah.
Wait. So wait, Laura, do you live in New York City too, or do you live in Idaho?
I want to say Idaho just to be original, but I live actually in Brooklyn in an apartment with Rachel. We
are
roommates.
You guys live together?
Right. Yeah.
And you do a podcast together.
I know. Yeah.
Are you also like writing partners
as
well?
Not yet.
Maybe
we'll
someday
get there.
Soon.
Oh.
We're probably going to end up writing a porn. That's what we've learned.
That's sort of what it feels like we're leaning towards.
You guys know that there's like ladies porn that's like... shot and has like a through line.
That's kind of
our
how
main thing. That's how
the podcast got started.
Yeah. Like those?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't.
Yeah. Really? What kind of porn do you watch?
I watch porn where there's a big black woman fucking a little white man.
Oh, yeah.
Or a strong black man who's bigger than her in stature, maybe not girth.
Yeah.
Because I like to watch a woman who looks like me fuck men or women that I want to fuck.
For sure.
And then I also don't masturbate to porn. Okay. I watch it. I go, wow, they had a good time. Uh-huh. I turn it off and then I'll take out my little toys.
Yeah.
And then I'll remember things they did. I'll remember things from my life. And then I'll make my own little mind porn.
Yeah, a little mashup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been told people don't do that.
I sometimes do that.
I've never heard of a combo of like memories. Watching the porn and then your own memories. I mean, I feel like I have intuitively done that, but I didn't think about it. That's a very specific strategy.
I do, because like when I start thinking about them and I'm like, this ain't doing it, I'll be like, what did that last good fuck that I had? What did he do that made me quiver? And then I'll think about that. Quiver is such a good word. Have you ever quivered with somebody?
Yes. I quiver often. I feel
Me
like
too.
I like shake a little bit.
I get the shakes big time when I come.
Yeah.
I spasm like in a real way.
Oh, me too.
Yeah,
me too.
I get like a whoa, whoa, whoa.
I have like a body.
Yeah.
I get like one little seized up moment and then I'm like,
I have like aftershocks. Like my pussy's like squeezing.
Yeah. Happens too. You
know? Pulsate, the throbbing.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Showgirls?
Yes.
Not
I
want to
be Nomi Malone in the pool. Like, I wish that's how I came.
Absurd thing I've ever seen.
Like, I want someone to be like, are you coming or having a seizure?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
That's what I want in life.
It's a insane scene. Everyone needs to go rewatch it.
It's very funny. The whole movie is real wild.
The first shot is like so good of like her. Like pissed off and you know, hitchhiking and she's got a leather jacket on, she's got a chip on her shoulder. It's a great movie.
I clearly haven't watched it recently.
You gotta watch it.
I'm gonna
again.
I think sometimes I come and it scares people. Like it's a little bit much.
Yeah.
Like it can be too
Has
intense.
Anyone asked, are you well? Are you sick or well?
Not yet, but it's never too late. Yeah.
You never know.
Oh god. I'm dying for that to happen. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So are both of you single people or taken people?
Single.
Single.
Are you looking to mingle?
Yes.
I came to LA to fucking put up some numbers.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well.
How long have you been in LA?
I've been in LA for 4 days, five days.
Okay.
And recently I found that I've been having a lot of sex in New York in hotels.
Ooh.
And a lot of the people that I'm having sex with in New York don't live in New York. Some of them live in LA. Some people live just in other places.
And how are you meeting them?
And a lot of like through friends. Huh. Or like, so like one guy is like someone that I specifically like knew a while ago and he happened to be in New York. Like I have a lot of people who are like, hey, I'm in New York. Like, wanna fuck?
Oh, that's nice. That's
a
real
nice
treat.
Roster.
Yeah, I do.
I don't have a roster. That sounds nice.
I can't recommend it enough.
I mean, I don't even know how to have a roster.
Yeah.
That's not.
Let me say this. I'm not. I would like a relationship.
Okay.
But none of these men are asking for a relationship.
Would you want a relationship with any of these men?
No.
See, there you go.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
So
it's just a back burner roster.
Yeah, it's
which
just
is
like good
convenient. To have, like a rotation just to get laid every once in a while.
Right. Like, yeah, I would like the weight of a man on me, and one of them happens to be in New York. So
I want that too. Yeah. And then I got a weighted blanket, and then I was like, this isn't it.
This is the same. It's not the same.
It was bad. It was like a beanbag chair, but in blanket form.
Oh.
So every time I moved, I could hear the insides moving, and I was like, this is not what I want.
Yeah, you want to wake up with a boner poking you.
I mean, that would be nice.
Yeah. Or just like tucked in between you, you know?
Right.
Laura, you are single as well.
I am.
Do you have a roster, a binder of men, if you will?
I don't. I feel like I need to get a binder of men. No, I've just been like striking out recently. I had like two short relationships
last
year.
What is short to you?
Like a couple months. One was long distance, so it was very casual.
Oh, dang.
Like relationships made me a stretch because we didn't even get to like exclusivity really.
Yeah.
Okay. And then another one that was like much buildup, much anticipation of like, we can't do this because we were working on a show together.
Oh.
Also, he was seeing someone.
Oh.
Definitely like downplayed what that was.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started dating, and then he went back to his ex. So that was cool.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I'm kind of in, like, burn mode. I'm kind of laying low and waiting to, like, get my spirits up again to really be aggro about dating. Yeah.
So are your feelings hurt right now?
Little bit.
Yeah.
I thought I was over it sooner than I—and then I, like, kind of got stung about it again. So yeah. I'm just trying to be honest with myself about my feelings and
that's
give myself some time.
A roster is great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A roster is great. I would like to start putting up some numbers, but— Not right now.
May I ask how old you ladies are?
I'm 34.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm 29.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, so young.
I don't feel young.
Oh, I don't even remember 29. It was years and years ago.
I think I'm 32 or I'm 33. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anymore. I decided to stop counting at my last birthday. I celebrated my 40th.
Yeah.
And I figured, congrats.
Thank you. Yeah. Me and my friend Mono made a banner that we hung up in Dave and Buster's.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And nice. It was up for like 3 hours before they were like, you have to take this down. And we're like, what do you mean? Like, you can't just hang up stuff at Dave and Buster's.
Wait, what did the banner say?
Happy 40th birthday,
I wanted
Nicole
to say I've stopped counting now. Yeah.
Oh, I wish, but I think we had to pay per letter. But then we put a bunch of clip art on it.
Oh, cool. Good.
Cool. Like an angel, a weird, I think Obama's face was on it. It's yep, real dumb,
probably.
And it's at his house. Yeah. And hopefully we'll break it out for next year.
Yeah, yeah. When you do 40 again.
Yes, when
yeah,
you turn 40
just keep
again.
Doing 40.
I'll turn 40 until I'm actually 40, and then I'll turn 70.
Yeah.
The math is in there somewhere. I think I'm tired of fucking random people. I don't have repeat customers.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think that's my whole issue with having a binder of men.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just like, I'm trying to like... bring a relationship to me.
Yeah.
And it's not working out.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm on the apps. Are you guys on the apps?
I have been on the apps. I'm not on them currently, but I've done like two or three stints, like maybe a month at a time I was on the app, and then started dating someone and then probably gave up on the app too quick. Like I was like, oh, I'm dating someone, and then like got off of them, and then that thing would like fall apart pretty quickly.
So it seems as if you two keep meeting people in person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
Where do you go? Well, also, you live in New York. I feel like New York is so much easier to, like, go to a bar, meet a bunch of new friends, and then go home with somebody.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the last person that I, like, dated was, like, someone who was through a mutual friend. And then now, all the people that I've been, like, having sex with are, like, yeah, I guess,
old trusties.
Flames or, yeah, you know.
How does that work? So you go, let's have sex. Then you have sex, and then you shake hands and go, until next time?
Basically, yeah. Like, let me know next time you're in New York. Or, yeah.
Well,
you
some
know?
Of your people are out of town, which helps it
right.
imply
it's easier,
a
yeah.
like, lack of
which
commitment
I'm
or need for it.
Fine with, because I am also recently been destroyed.
Emotionally, not sexually.
Yeah, okay. I would take sexually. But yeah, I've been emotionally destroyed, and I am absolutely not looking for a relationship.
Oh.
Because
may I ask
not
how
right
long
now.
Ago you were destroyed?
In December.
Oh, dang!
Yeah, in December.
I, too, was destroyed in December.
Yeah, what a
evil.
Bad month for
terrible.
Being destroyed.
What a bad month. Christmas comes, and then your heart gets broken.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, like, I fully got a Christmas present that was a trip to London in 2019 that I'm never gonna get.
Oh, no.
I know, because he broke up with me. So.
Wait, so he was gonna pay for you to go to London? Maybe he broke up with you because he didn't have the money.
No, this motherfucker's got the money.
Oh. So wait, you also get rich, dudes?
Yeah.
Man.
Well, that was the first. I had some experiences with this man.
That's nice.
Yeah.
All the dudes I date have dreams, wishes, and hopes, and no money.
Yeah,
I'm on that team.
I mean, before this man, it had been a lot of that. Yeah. It was like a lot of guys that, you know, have like four roommates and, you know.
You got to crawl through the roommates to get to the bathroom.
Their hands
and then you
are,
get to the bed and you're like, it's a mattress on the floor.
Exactly. Yeah. Their hands are always dirty. I'm always getting a UTI.
Oh, no.
And then I started dating this older guy who had money.
How old?
He's 44.
Oh, okay. So that's dead.
Yeah, he's old.
Very old.
He old. Yeah. He old. And he also had luggages of baggage.
Oh, okay. I truly was like,
we'll just move the suitcases away and put them in a closet luggage. And it'll be fine.
He didn't just have baggage. He had fucking luggage. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're not looking.
No.
Neither one of you are really looking.
Yeah. I am, but I'm trying to give myself, I feel like I tried to look too quickly and then was like, oh, what am I doing? I'm not ready for this because I don't trust anyone right now.
Yeah, certainly.
You know,
not.
Like you have to kind of be a whole person.
Yes.
And I am wanting to be a person who wants to be ready for a relationship, but I am a, if I'm honest with myself, I'm still a little bit of a step away because I'm cagey. Yeah.
Are you guys in therapy?
No.
I'm not. I can't afford it.
Same. There's sliding scale therapy, where you show them your paycheck, and then they're like, oh, no, $2.
Yeah.
I've never done it, but I've heard good things about it.
Yeah.
I'm in therapy. I like my therapist. Mary is very good to me.
Yeah.
It's funny because during shows, I'll say her name, which I probably shouldn't because it is her real name. Her name is Mary. But, like, I'll say her name during shows and people will go, woo, Mary! And
I know.
The last show I did, I was like, wait a minute. This keeps happening. Do I tell my therapist she has fans? Because then it'll be, like, a whole session where she's like, why are you saying my name? And I'm like, I don't know.
But it's just first name, not last name.
No, I've never said her last name. That would be insane.
Yeah, that's good.
I got therapy years ago when I went through, like, a real rough patch, which included the worst breakup I've ever, like an ongoing, like, long, drawn out, like, needlessly relationship ending.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
I had the same thing.
Therapy.
I had therapy, like, in college when my college boyfriend broke up with me.
Do you have insurance?
No, I don't have health insurance
right
now.
I do, but I have Oscar, like which is basically
one privilege
nothing.
And then the next. Yeah.
It's basically, like, I pay $150 a month to, like, maybe get, you know, free birth control.
I paid fucking
$500
for
therapy.
Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like sometimes it's like a hidden thing where you're like paying nothing. And they're like, you have really no perks in this. And you're like, but what about therapy? And they're like, oh, yes, we want to help you.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Please don't kill yourself because then someone has to find you.
Mm-hmm. And then there's no company called We'll Scoop You Up.
Exactly.
I think it's a great idea.
It's brilliant.
But Mary said something yesterday that really. She said it a couple times, but it takes her, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 sessions before I'm like, oh, I get it. But she was like, your feelings aren't real. And I was like, oh, shit. She's like, it may seem like it's real, but, like, that's not the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
Because I've been having issues feeling unlovable.
I feel you on that. I have the same exact issue.
Yeah, where you're like, I get that I have, like, a ton of friends and people like me and people come see my shows and stuff. But, like, none of them want to take me home and let me sit on their couch and share socks. I don't know what a relationship is.
Similar to that, I think. It's all about socks. That's all it is.
But, yeah, I've just been like, I'm an unlovable person.
Yeah.
And Mary's like, well, it's a feeling. That's not reality.
Yeah.
And she's like, even though you feel, you know that there's a difference between, like, your friends in a relationship, that doesn't mean you're unlovable in a relationship just because you're not in a relationship.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, Mary. Really put me on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
She's really a godsend. She's just like this old white angel. Like, I love her so much.
I feel like that's, like, the best kind of therapist.
Yeah. I had my therapist, her name was Veronica, and she'll probably never listen to this, so it's fine. And she had, like, a touch of hippie, which is kind of right for me. Like, she would explain therapeutic concepts as we were talking through them. Like, we talked about object relations and she'd explain the theory around it. And I loved that because I like the mechanics of what my brain is doing to itself. But then every once in a while she'd throw in out, well, it's a full moon. So that's probably why. Like, she'd throw in something a little bit like woo-woo. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that always kind of was right for me because I want to believe in magic a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think Mary believes in magic, but I did bring up tarot cards because I had my tarot cards read.
Yeah.
And she was like, I mean, it's not bad advice from the cards. She's like, and the cards, tarot cards are beautiful.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you, Mary, for not like taking that away from me and being like, it's fake and you're stupid. But also Mary would never say I'm stupid because she's so loving. She's the best.
I definitely told Veronica that my ex, when he was breaking my heart, was my soulmate. And she was like, he might be one of them. Like, she tried to be like, I hear your language and I'm steering you away from desperately attaching yourself to this
person. Signs of a good therapist.
Yeah, that's a nice thing. Mary will never be like, this person is bad until after we're done.
Uh-huh.
And she'll be like,
now you understand why that was bad? And I'm like, yes, Mary.
Yeah, judgment-free zone.
Yes.
Ugh, good.
I love therapy.
Yeah.
I can't stress it enough. Yeah. Everybody should be in therapy.
Everybody should. We'd have a lot less problems.
I don't know why, globally. Like, you get a social security number when you're born, you should get a therapist, you know? But you have to see when you turn, like, 13.
Yeah.
That's truly what I think.
Yeah, even 11, when shit starts to get hard in middle school, I feel like that's a great time to start going.
Why do I have body odor and what's all this hair?
Exactly. Should I be sucking dick? I don't know.
Or should I be sucking on clits? Yeah. Or
somebody
should I sit
me.
Alone in my room because I'm asexual?
Who should I share socks with?
We have to take a break.
Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu.
Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
And we're back! Ooh, wait, what a break that was.
Oh, boy.
Yummy. I probably said a quip ad. I love my quip. I use it every day.
I have a quip. I love it.
Everyone has a quip.
Yeah, it's hip.
Well, podcast hip people have quips.
Yeah. I don't have a quip.
You don't have a fucking quip?
No. I guess I gotta get one.
We gotta get another sponsorship.
You really gotta get one. Like, I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Also, okay, they send you... like a quip ad without an ad. They send me like the little brushes every 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then it comes so fast, sometimes you forget to switch them out. And now I'm stocked up on these brushes.
Yeah, yeah. I have like two or three backed up.
Yeah, but then I realize how nasty I am.
Is it that bad though? Because I never changed out brush heads that frequently until I had Quip.
Same. Yeah.
So I'm like, what was I doing all those years before?
You were being a fucking gross mouse monster.
Change out my brush head? What the fuck?
Every 3 months. Jesus on a dentist Christ. Recommended schedule.
I gotta get a Quip. Yeah.
They also send you a little battery. End it's of great. Ad. We've it's really great. Endorsed. We've really given
I
them
love
a lot of
Quip.
Free advertisement.
My sister called. She was like, what do you think about Quip? I gave her the same endorsement. And I don't know if she actually bought one.
Follow up.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I've been getting lots of people asking me for advice.
Mm.
So I'm going to read a question that somebody has.
Okay. Ooh, I like this.
If that is okay.
It almost feels like an If I Were You crossover episode. Yeah. I'll be a mirror.
I guess this is a little bit If I Were You.
I'm into it. I love giving advice.
Oh, wait.
I don't.
Find, you don't really? Like giving advice?
I mean, I do, but I always am like, I always have to end it with like, but I mean, I don't know.
You but always I mean, have that's to just, yeah. disclaim it.
Yeah,
at the
I'm
end.
Like, but I mean, that's just like my opinion.
I wanted to be a therapist when I was little. I, like in elementary school, I thought that was maybe a cool idea.
Yeah.
And then I realized that that would just mean basically doing the same thing every day. And that was also like before that. I knew that, like, acting was a thing.
Oh.
So then I went into that. Like, I thought, like,
tempted
movie
by the...
stars were, like, raised on a special island. They kind of are.
Basically, yeah.
Okay,
like,
I
I've
found
come
a
full
question.
Circle on that. But, okay, here she comes.
Sorry, it took me a very long time to get there. Okay. Hi, Nicole. I too, am always single, and I totally relate. I'm 27, and I've only been in one relationship that lasted a grand total of 3 months. And it was a miracle it lasted that long, to be honest. I've only slept with 5 guys, and I don't actively search for dick. Should I be worried? I mean, what person in their 20s isn't trying to have as much sex as possible? Anyways, just wanted to let you know that, blah, 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 she likes me. I'm great.
Cool.
Isn't that an insane question? No,
yeah.
You're not weird for not
yeah.
searching for dick.
Yeah.
You're doing what you want to be doing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you're not wanting to search for the dick, you shouldn't right. just force yourself to, because it's what everybody else seems to be doing.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're like... Yeah, there's no, I feel like there's no, like, correct timeline mm-hmm. of, like, I should be in a relationship now.
Yeah.
I should have had sex with this many people.
We certainly feel like there is, because everybody around,
right.
like, we all mm-hmm. sort of perpetuate the I should be mm-hmm. narrative, but it's not real.
No.
I know plenty of people who, like, oh, I should get married and did early, and they're divorced now, and
exactly.
they went through a horrible divorce because they rushed into a marriage.
Yeah, I've talked about it before on the pod, but I always think it's a good thing to bring up that there is such harsh... societal norms,
yeah,
especially on women.
Mm-hmm. Oh god!
To like
yeah.
when you hit 30, you better be married, you better have kids, you better have decided to be a stay-at-home mom, or you have a career and you're married
or you
with
have
no
all
kids,
of
or
the above,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
or like get a house, or but the world doesn't work that way,
no.
and you
got
to work on your own time frame. And whenever you do something, is when you're supposed to do something,
exactly. Yeah. And also, like our generation is so different.
Yeah,
like,
it's constantly changing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I definitely, when I was a teenager, was like, I'll be married by 25. Like,
yeah.
had very different ideas that change
yes.
every year. I recently had the revelation, not that recently, like within the last few years, that I don't want kids. Like,
mm-hmm.
I could be persuaded, like, with the right partner and the right
mm-hmm.
level of stability that I certainly don't have right now.
Yeah.
But that is not a priority for me, and that has actually relieved a lot of relationship pressure that I feel.
Yeah.
Like from other people. That I'm like, if I'm not aiming for that, then there's not a literal biological clock
mm-hmm.
that I'm thinking about. So I'll have relationships and they'll come and go.
You can freeze your eggs.
Mm-hmm.
One,
yeah.
two. My mom had me at like, I think she was 39 or 40. So
oh, wow.
like,
yeah. good for her.
Yeah.
You know? So there's time.
Yeah. My yeah. sister's 38 and she's about to have her second kid.
Yeah.
Good for
yeah.
her.
You
yeah.
can have kids late.
Yeah.
I don't want kids.
Yeah.
Call me crazy, but I also don't want kids.
I won't call you crazy.
Thank you.
I'll call you sensible.
Truly. I don't want children either. I used to want like 8 children.
Oh my God.
And they all had like 8 names. One I can remember is Starlet Jade Rosemary, and that was just one child.
Starlet Jade Rosemary.
Yes. And what an awful name for a child.
I know.
But I wanted like 8 kids. I was like, I'm going to be married by 25. I'm going to have a big, beautiful wedding, and I'm going to have so many kids. And then I started nannying, and I was like, yuck.
Fuck, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want it.
Kids are so much work.
They're a lot of work, and I feel
like— And they're
like
humans.
They're
like
little
you're
humans.
You're responsible for a human and their development and their contribution to society.
Like, get a dog. If you can't raise a dog right—
Yeah.
Don't have a kid.
I have a dog, and my sister, when I got the dog, was like, oh, she's showing signs of maternal, you know, like, this is you becoming, and I was like, nope.
No.
Because the only thing that getting a dog showed me is that I, like, that it would take over my life.
And, like, vastly
in a way
not prepared
that I am not interested in. Yeah. Yeah, like, I have the chillest, lowest maintenance dog, and I'm like, I can't imagine having
my
to restructure my life more than this.
Very high maintenance. You better believe my roommate takes care of it. I'm like a child. Who was like, mommy, daddy, I want a dog.
Yes.
And I went out and got a dog, and now John walks that dog 3 times a day.
Hey.
Like last night, I was like, all right, good night. He's like, you're not even going to pretend you're going to walk your dog? And I was like, no.
Let's hear it for John.
No. John's great.
Doing the Lord's work.
Truly, he is, because otherwise my dog would never see daylight.
Oh.
Also, he's so poorly behaved. I'm a terrible dog parent.
Oh, God.
I've trained him to do tricks but not behave.
Oh. Yeah. The important thing.
It's hard.
Yeah. It's hard.
He loves biting people. What am I going to do? Like, take joy from him?
Yeah. If it sparks joy, let him have it.
Makes him happy. Just lash out at people. Do you guys want to get married?
I kind of do, actually.
I like the idea.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want, at some point, like a very meaningful, profound, like years long partnership.
Hell
like,
yeah.
I do crave that level of relationship. I'm on the fence about the institution, but I do want to throw a really cool party where I'm the prettiest.
Yes.
Me too.
So that is hard for me to, like, that is ingrained in me that it's hard for me to let go of the idea of, like, the wedding dress and the whole thing. But I do think if I get married and have a wedding, it'll be, like, very party style and not very ceremonial because I'm pretty anti-religious.
That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah. That's also, wow, 3 people.
I know.
Truly on the same page.
I know.
Yeah. Have you seen The Favorite?
Yes, like favorite movie of last year.
I want my wedding to be kind of where I am that queen.
Yeah.
Where I just get to scream at everybody.
Yeah.
And where
eat
people
cake. And they come and
I
they have
cake.
To pleasure you.
Someone has a bucket if I eat too much cake and I can puke it up.
You ring a bell when you want cunnilingus.
Yes. And then someone rubs my legs until they feel better. And I can scream at everyone. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, so true.
What a treat of a movie. Mm-hmm. I watched it on 3 separate flights because I kept falling asleep. Not because it was boring, but because I was sleepy.
Yeah.
But I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I loved it too.
Also, Emma Stone's lisp goes away when she's doing an English accent.
Wow.
Interesting. I didn't notice that.
I didn't track that. I think Rachel Weisz.
Weisz?
Is it
Weisz?
Do you pronounce it with a V though? Because it's like,
I thought Weisz? It was a V, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. Anyways.
Rachel, I know you probably listen to the podcast. can you tweet at me how to pronounce your name? Thanks, Rachel.
I thought she was incredible. I also think she's such a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
She is gorgeous.
Stunning to look at.
Olivia Colman was my favorite, though.
I mean, of course, queen.
I've had a crush on her for a minute all of her
I
British
didn't
television.
Know who she was? I'm a,
like, we're both weird British television
Huge.
Enthusiasts.
Oh.
And
big
she's magnificent.
Yeah.
What are good British television shows to watch?
Broadchurch. Olivia Colman's on that.
Is Idris Elba on that?
No, but Luther. He's on and he's great.
That's very good.
We only speak in unison when we talk about British television.
Perfect. I love it.
Happy Valley's great.
I love Happy Valley.
It's like a thriller / procedural-ish, but with this dope-ass lady actor at the helm of it.
And James Norton, who is like my number one.
Mm-hmm. End of the Fucking World, I really like.
I liked that movie too, or TV show.
TV show.
Fleabag, obviously. Killing Eve.
So all of them.
Yeah. Sorry.
We could keep going.
No, I'm kidding.
How long is this podcast?
A lot of fucking TV.
Okay.
I spend all of my free time watching TV.
I don't. I'm bad. Really? I just watched 90 Day Fiancé and RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, like,
literally.
Those are solid choices.
I love Drag Race.
Drag Race is great.
I haven't watched last night, though, so.
Okay.
No spoilers.
I won't spoil it.
Okay. I'm going to watch it on my flight.
Who's your favorite?
Banji.
Okay.
Banji.
She's also my favorite.
Really?
She makes me laugh so hard.
Yeah, she's out of her fucking mind.
She's so funny.
I also get these cookies. I serve an opulence and, you know, the judges are really going to feel this.
I love her so much.
She's like, if these kisses keep coming, I'm a take them.
I'm a take them.
Oh, I know.
I love her. I think she's so funny.
She's hilarious. I also really like Akiria.
I like Akiria is stunning.
Yeah.
Do you watch Drag Race?
Only like over Rachel's shoulder. Okay. I hadn't gotten into it until recently. And then we like actually just this past week, like sat down and I was like, oh, damn, it's the vibe is real. Yeah. Like, it lives up to the hype.
It's getting campier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the first like 2-3 seasons were very campy. And then I think they were trying to like be more mainstream to get a mainstream audience.
Right.
And now that they have it, they're like getting a little bit back to being campy.
That's a smart strategy. Yeah.
Which I thoroughly enjoy.
Yeah.
Ugh, I love a drag show.
Me too.
But I've been depressed lately in gay clubs because there's more straight women, and that's not what I came for.
It's true.
As a woman in a gay bar, I'm like,
I want to be special.
Only me.
I don't like you.
Yeah, I would like to be special.
Yes, and I want them to lift me up. Yeah. Also, I love a gay bar because they notice my makeup.
Oh,
yeah.
Good point.
Straight men don't. They'll be like, your face. Well, no,
they don't know
Let's
from
see.
Makeup.
What's a compliment I've gotten? I like that thing you did to your hair. Oh, thank you. I curled it.
Yeah. Gay men know how to give a compliment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, your lashes.
Right.
I love them.
I was like, you look stunning. That outfit is amazing. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's a higher compliment because there is like an aesthetic standard there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
But it would be nice if a straight man or a man who sleeps with women mostly could just
muster
go on the internet.
Yeah. Do some
read
research.
Up on some makeup and clothing things to be like, wow, your waist is cinched. You look snatched. Yeah. Like, your face is beat. Like, just learn something.
Just like, you look pretty would be nice.
Yes. That would be nice.
It would be nice to hear.
Men, what is your ideal person to end up with long term?
Ooh, I like this question.
This is hard.
I feel like
I recently, so the guy that destroyed my heart in December is like probably pretty close to that.
Okay.
Like very giving and like soup, but like just, you know, like gave me a lot of attention and lifted me up, very supportive, but also super funny and kind and had money.
Ah, yes.
And also, fuck that guy for breaking her heart.
Yeah, fuck him.
Fuck him, he sucks.
So, all that stuff except not breaking your heart.
Yeah.
I'm a little shallow, so I do like a hot guy. We'll just get that out of the way.
What is hot to you? Like, give me a celebrity.
Well, we were just talking about Idris Elba. I do have, like, an unfortunate attraction to, like, a slightly bro vibe.
So like this is, Garrett like, maybe... Hedlum?
I don't even know who that is.
Oh. He was in Tron Legacy.
What about like the Hemsworths?
Yeah, I could fuck a Hemsworth.
Yeah.
I don't have a specific like obsession. I definitely had like a Ryan Gosling thing for a minute.
Oh.
He's got a pointy face.
Yeah. He's got sharper, like narrower features than I necessarily need. It was more just like the charm there.
Yeah.
In some of his stuff. But I do, yeah, it's sort of I've created a contradiction for myself because I want this like stereotypically attractive person that's also got to be like as woke as I am or try to be, you know, like he has to be a diehard fucking feminist or I'm going to turn him into one. And then also like funny and smart and like can challenge me, can kind of like put my in my place in like a respectful but like bantery way. Like I like hot banter, but also kind, like empathic in a really real way.
I'm not really a looks person. As you could probably tell if I showed you my roster.
Would you date a troll?
Yeah.
Really?
Probably. I mean, I've had sex with some unfortunate looking people. You know?
I went
and,
not,
and honestly, she made their day. All yeah, right? I
did. And they yeah. were so excited. They went back to the cave and they're like, "Don't ever guess what happened to me." I went on a date with a troll man and I just like couldn't get past that he literally looked like a troll. Like, and he talked a lot. And I, at one point, I was like, "Are you speaking in riddles?" Like,
oh, no.
He wasn't. Oh, no, but it felt like he was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I thought he was gonna like accuse me of stealing his lucky charm. Like, he was So
he was short and like
a short little leprechaun.
Yeah.
And it was bad. Oh, and I hated it.
Yeah. Do you find it weird to date with this podcast? Like talking about your dating life. Do you feel ever like, are you ever on a date and people are like, "Hey, are you going to talk about me on the show?"
It's only happened once.
Okay.
It was a terrible date where, I mean, I started off incorrectly. I showed up 40 minutes late.
Uh-oh, sure.
But guess what? I was napping. And
and your makeup looked fierce, so
and my makeup looked really great. And then he had like one drink, and then he was trying to keep up with me. I drink a lot.
Yeah.
And he like blacked out, and then we were like walking back to his car. He shouldn't have driven anywhere, but I wasn't thinking. And he was like, "You're not going to talk about me on your podcast, are you?" And I was like, "Oh." And this is after he had said he knew nothing about me. He was like, "I've only seen your Conan interview, and that's it." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And then he was like, "You're not going to talk about me on your podcast." I said, "I thought you didn't know anything about me." He was like, "Well, my roommates know about your podcast. I live with girls." And I was like, "Yeah, okay." And then he like brought up something else that like was on the podcast. And I was like, "You know exactly who I am. Like, why are you lying about this? This is so fucking weird."
Yeah.
But that's the only person who's, like, actively behaved poorly and been like, "Don't talk about this."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Oh, no, I absolutely will, because you're very badly behaved." And then anyone that I've dated who I felt serious about, I've told them that I would not talk about them.
Mm. Oh, that's cool. So you have sort of a policy when things get to a certain
point. That I would
point.
Ask them before I would speak about them.
Yeah.
Or if I did speak about them, I told them immediately.
Yeah. That's smart. I worry about it.
Me too.
I've watched porn with a casual partner since we started the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I do feel like I've incorporated porn in relationships before, and it's been really fun and like hot to be like, "Ooh, let's watch," and then get turned on and then fool around, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes it's intimidating. Like, it's hard to be like, "This is the porn I like," and then have that guy be like, "So my dick has to be exactly that big, and I have to fuck you that long, and I have to be acrobatic about," like, sometimes it's that. So I'm currently also overthinking my dating life based on my obvious obsession with
porn. I'm not really worried about the porn aspect of it. I'm just more concerned because every episode we talk about, like, how it relates to our own
sex
lives.
Yeah, we do talk about our dating lives on our show a
little bit, too. I'll talk about the time I got fucked in the ass and it didn't turn out so great. You know?
How come it didn't turn out great?
Well, the first time I tried anal, my hands cramped up. And I like my like I like lost oxygen and like motor skills, and I was like, "Get your dick out of my ass! I can't breathe." It was insane.
Oh no!
But since then, I've had very pleasurable experiences.
I mean, you gotta be one in the zone, two real lubed up.
It's very
three
true.
In the zone.
Yeah, you can't just
four
like
in the zone. Yeah, you have to like mentally be there for
right.
it.
Right, you can't just like surprise.
No,
it's anal. A dick.
Yeah, yeah, and I think a lot of men who only fuck women are like, "I can't ask. I'll just surprise her.
Yeah,
see
what happens. I'll just try to sneak it in like she won't notice. Like,
I'll know. It's pretty tight back there.
Yeah. It recently happened. And
really?
I was quite annoyed.
it's very annoying.
Also, my hands were tied, which was even more frustrating. Because I was like, "You didn't ask. And now I can't do anything about it. Like, your dick's already in my ass." Like, I guess we're having anal.
You're voiding trust at that point.
Exactly.
Because you're in a vulnerable spot.
Yeah.
And, I really hate that.
Yeah.
That person.
That's a major lack of consent.
You can't fuck with that person anymore.
That person's trash. So.
That, if you're a gentleman listening to this, or a woman, if you've agreed to certain things and someone's tied up, you can't spring new things on the person unless you fucking ask.
Consent is key.
Consent is key. And I feel like a lot of people think a sexual act is happening and that means consent for everything.
Right.
And that's not a thing.
Yeah. It's not.
And that makes me so angry.
Consistent consent.
Amber Rose was, I think that was the first time I heard that. It was like a couple years ago. She was like, I said yes to sex. Mm-hmm. I said yes to blowing you. I said yes to cunnilingus, but now I'm saying no, so all of it stops.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
because you've consented to X, Y, and Z doesn't mean you're consenting to A, B, C. Look at that.
Oh.
Went to the beginning of the alphabet. And I don't know why we don't teach that in fucking school.
It's yeah, true. It's about time.
Like, if you're going to teach me how, like, my uterus works, barely.
Yeah.
I keep learning new things about it every day.
Yeah, it's so true. Like, I now see pictures of what a clitoris actually is. Yes. I'm like, what's all this yeah. down here?
Like, it's that big?
It's got, like, wings there. And legs yeah. and stuff.
And it's got a whole bunch of nerve endings. And yeah. some people have hoods that you got to peel back. It's right. all...
Yeah.
Ugh, we know nothing about our bodies.
I will say that I was lucky. So I was vaguely Unitarian. I think anyone who's Unitarian is vaguely Unitarian.
What's that?
So Unitarian Universalism is a religion that is completely devoid of dogma.
Who's dogma?
He's just my friend. Dogma is like the rules that make up a religion.
Oh, okay.
So Unitarianism, like, you'll go to church and it's like, we're talking about some stuff that Buddha said that we think is cool mm-hmm. 1 week. And then it's like, we're going to read some, like, Jesus scripture another week. So it's, like, very free and you're welcome to ascribe to whatever you want to. It's very spiritual, but not like there is one kind of God and we mm-hmm. only talk about that God. Like, it's very open.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to a Unitarian church when I was in middle school and they had a class called About Your Sexuality,
mm-hmm.
which was, like, sex education advanced. Like, we had homework to buy condoms.
Oh,
we watched kids. We had a bisexual person come in and talk about her sexuality and
you
talk about.
You babysat kids?
No.
The movie kids.
The movie kids.
Yeah,
with like Chloe Sevigny.
I was like, what do you mean you watched kids? I was like, we gotta break this down.
We babysat the children. Movie. We touched them.
Well,
that's
what I was getting at. I was like, I don't think this is a good religion.
Yeah.
I think you guys are bad. Seems like you're Catholic.
Yeah.
But got him.
One more in there. Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah, so I was lucky to have like a very sex positive education early, and then that turned into me like imparting that on my friends.
Yeah,
but there's still plenty. Like, always be learning, you know.
Yeah, our sex education is in
broken
the States
in this country.
Terrible.
Oh, it's the worst. I feel like all I learned was like, here's how men and women have sex. Actually, I don't even think I got that. I think I found that out on my own.
Yeah.
And I think I was just told in school, I was like, abstinence is key. And it's
exactly.
like, yeah, but kids are going to be fucking, so teach them about it. Teach them how to be safe.
I was fully told that like a female orgasm is a lie.
That it was like a myth?
Yeah.
Whoa. I don't know if I was told
I was fully
that.
Told that in high school by a sex ed teacher.
That?
Yeah.
By a sex ed teacher?
Yeah.
That's say their right. whole name.
Yeah, truly.
Let's send a goddamn like swarm of people with pitchforks to that person's house.
Yeah, I mean, she was the cheerleading
of course
coach.
She was.
Mm-hmm. But she
thought they were a myth because she never had one.
Yeah,
that poor woman. We should actually
feel
bad
she
for
was
her.
Actually she I think she was like actually like a closeted lesbian, but she was married to a man.
Oh.
And she just was like, you know, like sex is for the man, and you know, women, it's not true. We can't get any pleasure from it. So
maybe like, she's found someone since then.
I hope
so. I
like to hope
so.
That she's in, where is she? Michigan?
Yeah.
Just, you know.
All right.
Coming all day, all up.
Prayers up to cheerleading coach in Michigan. We hope that you found somebody.
Yeah.
I was driven home by a Republican lesbian the other day.
Interesting.
I didn't think they existed.
In a Lyft or an Uber?
In a Lyft here in LA.
That's nuts.
And I think
how did that conversation come about? Did your door close? And she was like, all right, so.
Kind of. I mean,
I
we
voted
started.
For Trump. What's up?
We started talking as every driver in LA seems to want to do.
Yeah, it's
I think
awful.
That's the thing. Like in New York, no one talks, but in LA, everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget how we got into it initially, but I do think her like priority concern is around roads and potholes.
Okay.
So it sort of came up around that. And then she started talking about like the illegal immigration problem. And I was like, okay, we're not on the same team.
Ooh.
And I'm confused because you gay.
Yeah.
Like that is the vibe I'm getting.
What's
but she may not
on?
Have been out. I mean, she had very strong lesbian, like stereotypical lesbian vibes.
Oh, so she
vibes.
Never said she was a lesbian?
No,
she
I just decided.
She leaned
I assumed,
right.
Like, she was like.
Was she white?
She was white. She was wearing plaid. Sorry to stereotype, but that is, you know, I literally returned a bag of plaid to a lesbian friend recently.
You're like, this fat is over for me.
It was sort of a running joke that she was like, I do have 8 of these, and then didn't even notice they were missing because she had so many also, like, left over.
And she had a short haircut and a hat on and just like a, you know, sort of
vibe,
dykey vibe, mm-hmm. frankly. And I was kind of like, oh, cool. Like, maybe we'll have an interesting, like, this could be a cool person. So I was just blown away when mm-hmm. she, like, came out as a Republican to me. She didn't, but came out as mad about potholes and immigrants.
And illegal immigrants.
Republicans are confusing.
Mm-hmm.
So are a lot of Democrats, if we're going to be real.
That's true.
I'm of the school of, like, come on, let's fix our education system. Let's let everybody have a living wage.
Yeah.
I might be a socialist. Yeah. I think that's what I am.
I am principally with, you know, concerns about execution, but like morally and ethically, I'm a socialist. Like, I think we should all share.
Yeah. Right? Is there a test I could take maybe to find out?
Like astrology or like the Enneagram or something.
I don't know.
There's a Myers-Briggs test
either.
For.
Yeah. I just know that.
And I don't care enough to do my research, so.
It's hard. It's a lot of research. Yeah. And it's wild that, like, I feel like in school I had 1 year of civics.
Yeah.
And they were like, that's
socialism.
It.
Right.
You know all about our government now.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, I barely know that the House of Representatives and Congress are different.
Right.
Like, I barely know anything.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if I need to know I have a title that badly.
I also feel like socialism is kind of tossed around right now because it's almost used as, like,
an insult.
Dirty word. It is as an insult. Yeah, like Bernie's a socialist, but like I don't even think politicians that progressive are technically socialist. Mm-hmm. Like universal healthcare is not socialist necessarily.
Yeah,
no.
Like that's not the only rule. I would certainly take universal healthcare.
Well,
considering I'm not on insurance at all.
So wild right that we don't have it.
I know.
Yeah.
Like every baby born should have health insurance.
Yes.
Yeah.
And pre-existing conditions is such a wild thing to instate
it's
on
like
anything.
It's pure evil. Like,
it's
it is
crazy.
Capitalism at its worst.
Yeah. Capitalism, I mean, truly, we're really veering off topic. But
yeah,
I know.
We're talking politics now.
Just that, like, Jeff Bezos, I talk about him a lot. I think he's a bad man. He's a bad man. He's worth, like, $11 billion.
Yeah.
And people are dying in factories. How come CEOs aren't salary kept? Nobody needs $11 billion.
For what reason?
Yeah, he has that much money.
He needs to give some of it away.
Yeah, and he's still, like, making cities, like, offer him money to move Amazon there.
Like, fuck
off. It's bullshit.
Fuck right off.
Crazy. Yep. Okay, here's what I think. Make me president. Just kidding. I don't know how to do that.
You don't want that job.
No, I definitely don't. I would like you two to look at my Tinder profile.
Yeah. Okay.
And
then
on Tinder?
Let me know.
Have to...
Oh, I'm on Tinder. I'm on Hinge. I'm on Raya.
You're on
I'm
Raya.
On Coffee Meets Bagel.
Which one's your favorite?
Bumble. I'm on Okay Cupid.
Oh, wow.
I'm on, hold on, this one called Buster, Woo Plus.
Hinge.
She said
what?
Hinge.
You hinge,
said hinge.
I already said.
Okay.
I'm on them all.
Yeah.
Which ones do you like the best?
None.
Yeah. None of them.
They're all shitty.
Yeah.
But I've met the nicest people off Hinge.
I did Hinge for, I liked the interface, if I can nerd out a little. Like, it made people look better. Like, the the prompts help people be at least a little bit creative and clever.
A little.
And it makes them look like they're a cool feature rather than just, like, you picked a crappy picture and made up a bad sentence.
And then a lot of men just put up the worst pictures. And you're like, I don't know, as long as you don't kill me, I'm good.
Yeah.
This is a great profile.
Okay, tell them what you see.
Okay, I see some hot pics. I love that the first pic is, like, funny, like, personality. You know what I mean? Because that's big for me. Like, my first pick on Raya is like a thoughty picture, but I do have like a funny one in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because like personality is key.
You have to describe what you're seeing.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's a podcast.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So, right. So the first picture is you and Splits laughing, smiling, having a great time. Got another pic with you dropping down, get your eagle on next to a little Barbie Jeep. You with what record is that?
Eddie Murphy, all the time.
Mm-hmm. Smiling, being cute, you showing off your body. Picture with a big old dildo.
Yeah.
And where, I mean,
Jake and Amir told me to move it further down. It used to be the first one.
Oh,
they were like, just put it towards the end.
Yeah, I like that it snuck in there.
As I can't see it, is it like an intimidating dildo or is it like a friendly dildo?
It's comical.
Quite
intimidating. Anybody who's intimidated by it is out of their mind.
Yeah, like also certainly going in no one. It's absurd.
It would be a feat, I think, for most porn stars to take that.
Yeah, okay. I don't think it's actually humanly possible.
I'll take a look. I think it is humanly possible.
It would fit in your butt before a vagina.
Probably. Because how come your butt can stretch out so good?
Because there is not a cervix. So you just have a lot of space in there. So there's nothing to hit. Specifically depth, yeah. Picture with you and your dog. So cute.
Yeah, Clyde. He'll eat you.
and then another picture of you showing off your body in a unitard, I believe is what that is called.
Yes.
Definitely a thought. The happiest out there. I guess you could call me a BBW. Bored but wild. Also, I just watched the Minion movie, so let's talk about it. Hilarious.
That's a solid profile.
I think this is a great profile.
I've had no hits recently.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. I've been matching with dudes, and nobody's been reaching out.
No,
and then on Tinder.
Talking.
Do you reach out? Do you ever start the
Tinder.
Combo?
Okay. You don't. You want them to start the combo. Yeah.
Because I feel like on Tinder, men don't like it when you reach out. Bumble, you have to reach out.
Yeah. Which is a weird.
Yeah.
I was never quite into that. Like, when I did Bumble, I'd stress out. I'd be like, I actually like that they have to do that part.
It is a little stressful.
And then I can react.
And then on Bumble, I don't know, men are all about numbers, so they swipe yes on everybody and then weed out who they like and don't like, which
That's true.
Think is so annoying. I did match with, like, a friend on Bumble.
Yeah.
And then we, like, made a sex date, and then he was like, well, I am seeing somebody.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, cool. Well, I mean, then, like, let's just fuck.
Yeah.
Because, like, I know that you're with somebody. And then I, like, got my period, postponed it. And then he was like, actually, we're, like, serious now. And I was like, cool.
Oh, God.
See you later, you dumpster.
Yeah. Do you swipe right on your friends?
All the time.
You do, yeah.
Just to see if they swiped right on me.
Me too.
And if 100%. I'm legit interested, I'll wait for them to reach out. And if I'm not, I'll be like, isn't this terrible? And they'll be like, it is bad. And I'm like, great. Yeah. Now we don't, it's done. Because I don't think it's weird. It's like that everybody's on an app.
Yeah.
Everyone's out here trying to fuck.
Everyone's out.
See, I'm still prude that way. I like don't want anyone I know to see me on the apps. Like,
oh, really?
I wanna just tap into, like, if I'm gonna be on the apps and separating like the people I actually know and like going into a different pool, I wanna keep them separate weirdly.
Mm.
I don't know what that's about. I think that's still just me being like, I don't know, should I be on the apps? Like, I think I just have to own it and get over it. But I also didn't know that that you have to, like, delete your account to actually get off of the app. Like, I just deleted the app.
Oh, you're still on.
Yeah,
months,
you have to, like, delete your full
I was
account.
Just out there, like, floating until friends, like, screen grabbed me and were like, hey, what's up, girl? And I was like, oh, fuck.
I
your dog
recently
is adorable.
Did match with a friend who I'd had sex with years ago, and then we started having sex again, so that was nice.
Oh, that is nice.
But again, he didn't live here or live in New York, so it was like when he was around, we fucked, and it was convenient.
Do you guys like? Do you know how many people you've had sex with?
Yes,
I don't know the exact number.
I'm not exact, but I periodically make lists just to like check that I remember everybody because it freaks me out to like forget.
And you don't save them?
Yeah. The lists?
Yeah.
They always just, like, float around my notes app.
Oh.
Once I did it in someone else's journal, so I didn't save that. We, like, just did that as a game, and then it went into his possession. I'm at, like, 40.
Okay.
I think I'm at 30. I think I'm 32. I think I'm at 31.
Oh, nice.
But I have a whole
list.
Word document where I describe each encounter. And right there, dicks.
Yeah, good for you.
And then lately I've been putting my intention, trying to do the secret.
Yeah, yeah.
Like speak secret things light. That I want into existence.
Yeah.
And then I learned I got to be more specific.
Good for you, though. I think I'm around 40.
Yeah.
I recently had this experience. It's never happened to me before. Someone walked into my bar and my first thought was, that's a hot guy. And then I realized about 20 minutes into talking to him that I had had sex with him.
I sat next to a man on the bus I had sex with when I was living in New York. And we ended up talking and he was like, I know you from somewhere. And I was like, you from somewhere.
Oh, man.
And then finally it clicked and we were like, oh, we've fucked. And then he was like, goodbye. And I don't know if that was a stop.
Yeah.
But man, I love the bus. It's just a big car. I used to love taking the bus. We're in New York. You guys live in Brooklyn.
Yeah, we're in Greenpoint.
I lived in Harlem, and I loved taking the 104 bus up Broadway. Because, I don't know, Broadway's just, like, really great people watching because there's a lot of tourists and shit. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then you see them interact with, like, the people who live. Oh, I loved it.
And it goes through, like, the whole city, so you can actually see all different kinds of walks.
It starts at Times Square, goes up 8th, and then hits Broadway.
It's a tour bus, really.
Yeah. I love it. A tour bus for $2.50. Actually, I don't know how much the subway is anymore.
It's $2.75 now.
Yeah. Dang.
They're robbing us.
And it sucks crazy. Worse than ever.
Yeah.
The MTA is a hot mess.
I mean, come on, Bill de Blasio. Right? That's
call him out.
Yeah.
Bill. Come on, Bill. I have no idea who the mayor of California is.
I was going to say, I can't reciprocate. Marissa,
do you know who the mayor of California
here.
Is?
Great. The mayor of LA, you mean?
Of Los Angeles.
Oh, fuck.
The governor.
Fuck.
We'll start there. Schwarzenegger? Yeah. He was at one point. The gov.
He's a gov.
I don't know.
Governator.
Do you guys pay for porn?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
More now that we have the podcast, obviously.
Now I have a bunch of subscriptions. But my thing is, I want to make sure these performers are paid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Performers are paid. Directors are paid. All the people who worked on it are paid. Mm-hmm. And, like, if I'm going to pay, you know, $15 a month for fucking Netflix.
Yeah, the thing is, if you find, like, a good platform, it really is just, like, another subscription. And it's not that much, and there's enough content there.
Yeah.
And the stuff we go for is, like, good production value, it's ethical, and it's fucking hot. So, you know, we're trying to sort of chip away at the porn world where there's sex trafficking or you're just watching something and, like, leeching off of what are, like, all the porn aggregates, Pornhub, YouPorn, RedTube, Brazzers, they're all owned by one company.
Oh.
Yeah.
But do the performers get paid? Is it like a podcast where they get ad revenue?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're watching something on, like, Pornhub, it could have been uploaded by anyone. If it's a verified account, then it is like, oh, they're like a YouTube creator. It's sort of the equivalent, like they are taking some of that ad revenue.
Right.
But if it's just you're doing a random search and finding a random video,
then chances are
none of that money is going back to people.
Stolen.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm glad I asked this question.
Yeah.
Listeners, you heard it here. Only watch from verified accounts.
That's right.
If you're going to do the Pornhub whatever stuff. Or get a subscription to something.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you recommend?
We like Erica Lust.
Yeah, Ex Confessions is my favorite.
She's big. She's great. She's a director and, like, platform. Like, she's a production company in and of herself.
I think that's where I watched this fat lady porn where there was just, like a storyline that I wasn't here for.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Sometimes there's
you
too
don't
much.
Want the storyline. Do
I'm
you like the amateur vibe?
Line.
Are you sort of, like, you want it to feel, like, voyeuristic a little bit?
I guess so. Mm. I just really don't like it when they're talking because they're never good actors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what am I doing? Why am I watching this?
Yeah.
I don't believe you're in love.
Yeah. I don't that kind of porn either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I want a little bit of, like, production value.
I like a setup. Like, I like we're in this, like, library or something. Libraries or bookstores, like fucking my books.
Yeah.
But I just want to believe that they want to be fucking.
Yeah.
That's as much as I ask for. Like, I believe that these people are enjoying this sex.
Mm-hmm.
And even that is, like, a reach sometimes in a lot of mainstream porn.
Mm.
We also do Trench Code X, run by, started by two porn stars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Crash Pad is great for queer
Crash
porn.
Pad series.
Kink.
Ersties.
Pinklabel.tv is, like, a place where you can search different kinds of independent porn.
Bright Desire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Burning Angel.
Frolic Me is okay.
Uh-huh. Oh boy.
Yeah, we got
so
a ton.
Many.
You can also just go to girlsonporn.com and look at our, like, video page because we link to the stuff we review.
Oh, Four Chambered Heart.
Yeah. Oh, Four Chambered Heart. Yeah.
How much do you spend a month on porn?
I don't want to know.
Oh, you don't know?
What is it right now? I mean, it's not actually that outrageous.
I'm paying about.
How many subscriptions do you have going, girl?
I mean, I've got.
We got to expense this. We got to put that on the LLC.
I've probably got about $80 a month.
Wow.
Dang.
I'm not there. I'm at like 10 or 20.
Yeah.
I found this one performer who I really like, and I can't find him again.
Oh, no. Oh. What's he? Maybe we know him.
He's like kind of rough.
Oh.
And he chokes ladies.
Okay.
But they all seem into it.
It's not James Dean, is it?
No.
Okay, go, because I was about to ruin James Dean.
No. I know he's no bueno, and I know he does things that haven't been spoken about prior to the scene being shot.
Yeah. Right.
Who was the guy in the Trench Code X porn with the, like, princess?
Xander Corvus.
Maybe look him up.
Okay.
He's hot and he's rough.
Yeah.
we've come to a point in the podcast where I ask a question that I ask almost everybody. I think I've missed three people. would you guys date me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
What a treat.
I absolutely would date you.
I live in another city, so we have to figure out the long distance thing and do a lot of FaceTiming.
I'll come to Idaho.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah. I would absolutely date you. You're funny. You're hot. You're down to earth. You're a good time.
You have a therapist, which is important.
Do
work on yourself.
I would absolutely
date you. I'm trying so hard. Thank you.
Yeah. And my dick is as big as that dildo, so don't even worry about it.
Treat. I'm looking to get split in half.
Aren't we all?
I mean, that's all I really want. Just like a big dick attached to a kind person who's got their own money, who I find attractive. Doesn't have to be attracted to other people, just to me.
100%.
Yeah.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That's all I want it to.
Well, we've come to the end. Gosh. Would you guys like to promote anything?
Just listen to Girls on Porn, also on HeadGum.
Yeah.
It's an amazing podcast. Super funny, informational. We review porns with the point of it to help
point of view of a, like, ethical feminist.
Yeah, and to help you find good stuff to masturbate to that doesn't make you feel concerned about people's well-being.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for us. We're done. What a dang treat for everybody involved. If you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, please subscribe. And if you leave me something nasty, I will read it out loud. This person said, I want to stick a bicycle pump in your vag and pump you full of air. Then I want to pull your pussy lips tight like the opening of a balloon and stretch them lips to play the tune of Elephant Baby Walk by Henry Mancini. Once the air is out, I'll paint my body pink and you can ride me slapping my ass while you scream, get the lead out, baby elephant. So I have lead poisoning in this? Okay, goodbye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.